Rose Aguilar, host of Your Call on KALW in San Francisco, with this week's Activist Beat for Uprising. Each week, I'll bring you a weekly roundup of progressive activism that the mainstream media ignores, undercovers, or misrepresents. Over the past few weeks, Occupy encampments across the country have been raided and dismantled. While police brutality deserves far more media attention, I fear that the main message and the people's stories are getting lost in the coverage. On Thursday, November 18th, a crowd in Portland, Oregon, was trapped between police on horses and police wearing riot gear. The Oregonian posted an incredibly disturbing but powerful photo of a young woman being pepper sprayed directly in the face. Her eyes are closed, but her mouth is wide open. The spray was shot right in her mouth, and that photo quickly went viral. Oregonian photographer Randy Rasmussen did not even know he had taken the photo until his editor found it later that evening. I wanted to know more about the young woman. Who is she, and what happened after the spraying? The woman in the photo is 20-year-old Elizabeth Nichols. Her mouth was open because she was yelling at an officer for jabbing her in the ribs with a billy club and pressing it against her throat. When she was yelling, another officer shot her with the pepper spray. In an interview with the paper, she said she felt like her face, ears, and hands were on fire. Officers showed her the photo in jail, and they told her, "Next time you get sprayed, keep your mouth shut." Her hands still burned after she was released from jail at 2 a.m. She said if she had to do it again, she'd rather be tased. The pepper spray was that bad. According to the paper, Elizabeth was raised in Mountain Home, Arkansas, a town of about 1,600. She recently moved to the West Coast and joined the Occupy movement to speak out for her parents. Her mom has multiple sclerosis, and her dad was disabled by a back injury. They're barely making ends meet on Social Security, and they have no health insurance. In an email exchange with The Atlantic magazine, Elizabeth's mom wrote, quote, "We live on a disability check. No, we don't live. We exist. Lizzie knows this, and that's why she's doing this. She never took part in anything like this. Of course, it's Arkansas. There isn't a lot of that here." Liz is being charged with second-degree trespassing. She pleaded not guilty. Her court date is scheduled for January 9th. The photo of Liz went viral just days after a photo of 84-year-old Dorley Rainey went viral. Dorley was sprayed in the face at an Occupy action in Seattle. In the photo, she's being helped by two men, and her face is covered with pepper spray. Dorley told Keith Olbermann that she was at a transportation meeting when she heard helicopters overhead. She figured that an Occupy rally was happening, so she decided to join. And shortly after arriving, this 84-year-old got shoved and sprayed. On the bus ride home, she said everyone started talking about the protest and wanted to know more about what happened to her. She said, quote, "They had never seen a real person that they could identify with who got pepper sprayed." She ended the segment by quoting one of her sheroes, a Catholic nun. She said, quote, "Whatever you do, take one more step out of your comfort zone." She said that it's so easy to say, "Well, I'm going to retire. I'm going to sit around and watch television or eat bonbons." But somebody's got to keep them awake. These stories speak volumes about what we're facing, and they should not be forgotten. No amount of pepper spray or brutality can silence them. I'm Rose Aguilar for Uprising.